Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media. The Arts in Liverpool podcast. So we're in the Leaf on Inside Static Gallery on Roscoe Lane, and let me just take you around the table and introduce you to everybody. Here's Ian Jackson.
Hello.
And here's Chris Lee.
Hello.
And here's Paul Talby.
Hello.
And as I said, we're in a Leaf Cafe, and so if there's the noise of strange things being percolated in the background, I'm sure you'll forgive us. And this is the first episode of the Art in Liverpool Arts News for the week ahead, and it's coming up to Christmas week, so I suppose the most important thing is it's Christmas next week. Oh, that's the 25th of December. So let's go over to Ian. Ian, what exciting things do we have, apart from it being Christmas, coming up next week?
Well, of course, this is the festive season, so there's not a lot of new stuff opening up. So the festive season is a good time to be catching up on exhibitions that you haven't had a chance to see already, because you're all far too busy, or whatever. But there's a few shows ending this week, so you need to try and catch them before they go. There's the Lisa Ashcroft exhibition at the Cornerstone, that's in Hope University.
Last day tomorrow.
Last day Friday, yes, the 21st. And then the following day, the Saturday, you'll have to rush around because there's the Rags to Riches Art from Recycled Materials at the International Gallery in Slater Street, ending on Saturday the 22nd.
Is that a Red Dot exhibition?
That's right, that's a Red Dot festive exhibition in the Festive International Gallery on Slater Street. It's a good show, that. A lot of it you wouldn't realise. You wouldn't think, oh, this is recycled stuff, like you could do. But there's people like Elizabeth Willow. She makes great installations from twigs and feathers and shells and those sort of things, not tin cans. But there's also some really interesting works made from old cigarette ends.
Fine. How did they define recyclable? Because isn't everything recyclable if you break it down to its constituent part or something? I don't know.
I suppose it is, yeah.
Well, I suppose it's just that they are using recycled materials for the for that work, and we know Lizzie Willow. So if you're listening, Lizzie, hello. So that sounds like a great show there. It'd be good to go down. So go on then, Ian.
Also ending this Saturday is an exhibition curated by Nicole Bartos at her big Victorian mansion in festive Sefton Park, well, on the edge of Sefton Park, which has been going on for 7 weeks. It's 7 artists for 7 weeks, etc., including herself. And so you can go round to her lovely house and have a look around at all the artwork. And it finishes on Saturday afternoon with a bit of a party. I think there's poets and musicians and stuff.
Sorry, where's that, Ian?
Oh, yes, The Grange. Which I haven't got digs. Oh, it's 36 Ullett Road.
It's right on the corner. It's right on the corner of the side entrance to Sefton Park as you go up Ullett Road.
That's right. Yeah, just right by the park gates. So it's easy to park and go in there.
Okay. What else? What other big things have we got coming up?
So over the festive season, you can spend at least one of your days off at the Tate Liverpool. Because the Turner Prize is still there, although we've had the awards evening and Mark Waller and Joe won the prize. That was on TV, etc. The actual exhibition goes on until January the 13th. So you can go along and see what all the fuss is about.
It's a fantastic show, and I really like the webcam in the taxi, the back of the taxi. That's well worth getting into the back of that taxi and having a look at that.
Yes, of course, you're being a bit humorous there, aren't you? Because that's not part of the Turner exhibition itself. But a lot of people do say that that's the best.
Yeah, well, that's what I liked going in there. I thought it was a novel idea of helping to promote the Turner show.
Yeah, it's a very good idea. Yeah, people do say it's good. We actually went in that taxi and we recorded. I don't know if we've actually appeared. Yeah, so there's an actual taxi in the exhibition, or next to the exhibition, with a screen in the back showing these people who have been interviewed in the taxi saying what they think of the Turner Prize. And also, while you're there at the Tate, you've got to see the Bridget Riley exhibition on the ground floor, because that ends on January the 6th. And people might not recognise the name Bridget Riley, but you'll have seen her paintings, because they're all bits of nearly all vertical stripes.
Incredible.
Lots of colours. And so when you see them in books and magazines and things, you just think, oh, they're stripy things. But if you get up, actually see them in the flesh, so to speak, they really make your eyes go weird. So you've got to be, you know, some of them I can't look at for more than 5 seconds. It's really weird. And there's also ones made from dots as well, which is a similar thing. You know, you see dots that aren't really there.
So that's dots and stripes from Bridget Riley. It sounds like the kind of exhibition which I'd like to, the kind of work that I'd like to see, because I quite like it when artwork makes my eyes go funny.
Yeah, but don't go after a heavy night. It's
not a wise idea.
One way or another. Yeah. And also there's the Kiss in the Foyer. That's not a film. It's the Kiss by
Rodin.
And it's just there in the foyer, and it's a huge thing, and you can actually take photographs of it as well. You're allowed to take photographs in the Tate, which is unusual. So you can stand in front of it and do a passionate embrace of your own and have your picture taken.
Maybe not me and you, Ian.
No. Yeah, so spend your festive season at the Tate and see all these wonderful things before they go, because you'll be sorry if you miss them. And another must-see thing, which I haven't actually seen myself yet, because it's at the Lady Lever in Ellesmere Port, and then perhaps I'll spend the festive season with a day on the festive Wirral going around these places. And this is Victorian Visions, 19th century photography. It's about 40 photographs from the 19th century, and it's from the V&A collection, and I believe it's really good. And one interesting thing is there's about three women artists represented in it. And so this is from a time when the whole art world and photography certainly was very male dominated, and so to have three female photographers exhibiting is quite cool. Also, there's other things to see, obviously, including the Joseph Wright of Derby at the Walker. The Victorian Visions and the Walker one do go on until February and March, so you don't need to rush. But yeah, do see them sometime.
I think you've covered most of the visual arts there. So what else is going on exciting for the person who likes to wander around town and do cultural things?
On the non-visual arts, but... and continuing the festive theme, there's festive ice skating at festive St. George's Hall. I'm going to that, I've got me tickets, and although I've never put skates on in my life, Minako has, and she's going to drag me around. It should be interesting, because it's in St. George's Hall, it's on in the Great Hall where the marvellous tiled floor is, and hopefully that won't get damaged, it'll all be safely.
It's not ice, is it?
No, it's some synthetic material that they spray on or something. And
it's not ice, it doesn't count.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I hope it works. I hope it's slippy, but not too slippy. that's on from the 21st, well, it's on from Friday the 21st through till January the 4th, and it's all day, every day apart from Christmas Day and a couple of other days. So you need to book a slot, and it's for half an hour. It's £5, but that includes hire of skates. And also going on, it should...
Or not going on this New Year's... What's not going on this New Year's Eve?
Yes, not going on is fireworks, thank God.
And instead?
Instead we have bells, not fireworks. You go along
slogan,
to the...
Yeah.
I think that should be the slogan for November the 5th.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'm really fed up with fireworks now. Never liked them anyway much. Actually, if you want to see fireworks, you can go to Fact.
Oh yeah, if you want to see fireworks here, go to FACT and see the exhibition there, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, that is interesting because they actually set up a load of fireworks in the gallery, in fact, and filmed it. And so this is a film of these fireworks in this confined space, and that's worth seeing. It's really noisy and interesting. But yeah, on New Year's Eve, go along to the Anglican Cathedral and listen to the bells from 10... Well, there's like a service or something from 10:30 onwards, and then the bells ring at midnight, including Great George, the massive bell, is it biggest in Europe or something, I don't know, will be sounding really at 12 times at 12 o'clock, I think.
That's brilliant, and that's St. George the Bell ringing in the new year in Liverpool for the Capital of Culture as we start 2008. So, any final thoughts, Ian?
Well, yeah, have a festive time. have a fun festive time.
A fun festive time from the man that says, whose badge says, I am culture, and Ian is culture. He's definitely culture. So, final thoughts, Paul. What would anything there that takes your fancy? FACT firework exhibition, maybe.
I think actually, if it was the mosaic floor and you could skate on it, I'd definitely go to that. But just destruction and creation, about the same cycle, kind of thing. But,
thanks for that.
That bell, I'm not looking forward to because I have to listen to that every Sunday morning. Anyway. I just have to close my windows because they
bug me. So that's Chris, the local resident to the Anglican Cathedral, who's not looking forward to the bell that night.
An objection to the bell. Actually, you won't have heard that one much because it's very rarely sounded, the big
The big bell. So, you know, Chris is going to be lodging an objection because he will be asleep on New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock.
The Lady Lever Gallery is the nicest setting for a gallery I've ever seen, so... You should go for the day.
So thank you very much. And from the Leaf Cafe. Finally, we've recorded a show about the Alternative Turner Prize, or the Alternative Prize, and Paul, Ian and Chris have been around venues and spoken to some of the artists and the organisers and to some of the curators at the galleries there. So it may come out too late for you to actually listen to it as you go around the show, but hopefully it will come out. So look out for that, or listen out for that on iTunes. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media. This is the last voice you will ever hear.